If you have ever wanted to say thank you to the men and women who risked their lives and sadly sacrificed them on occasion for your and for my safety, Friday, you are welcome to honor our heroes at the annual Maryland Fallen Heroes Day at Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens in Timonium. In recent years, family members who have lost loved ones have been speaking really to all of us, but to other families at the ceremony. And this year, Gladys Falkenhayn is delivering the survivor's address, and she joins us now to maybe give us a little preview and talk about what that means to her. Gladys, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
I want to remember your husband, just take a moment at least, and talk about Mark Falkenhayn. And he was a firefighter, and he died on January 19th, 2011. So it's been a few years for you. Tell us just quickly a little bit about him and how this time has been.
Well, Mark was a volunteer firefighter when we met. We actually both were. We met at a fire department training, and then many years later started dating, and then were married in 1993. And the thing that I can say most about Mark is that he loved the fire department. It was truly something that he put 110% of his heart into. He was a great trainer. He trained lots of firefighters. I still find people from all over the state will say, oh, your husband taught me this or your husband taught me that in one of his classes. He was a career firefighter also for 17 years. And in that time, he entered the fire department as an EMT and promoted to paramedic, and then finished out his career as a firefighter before he left to go to work for the United States Secret Service as an emergency service instructor.
And he died fighting an apartment fire.
He did. Mark was a member of the Lutherville Volunteer Fire Company for about 3 years when he went on that call that cold January night. It was a four-alarm apartment fire, and he became trapped on the third floor of the apartment building.
It's only been 3 years. How has that time been for you?
Well, 3 years seems like forever some days. Other days, it seems like it was just yesterday. We've our family has dealt with a lot of firsts. We found our way, but we still have our days where it's very difficult to imagine that he really isn't coming home to spend time with us anymore. But we're adjusting. We don't have a normal life. We just have a new life.
How has the firefighting community, paramedic community, first responder community been a part of your healing?
We have a great support system through the Lutherville Volunteer Fire Company. A lot of those guys I really didn't know because Mark had only been a member a few years there, but they have really become part of our family. We celebrate birthdays and holidays with some of them. The County Fire Department, Baltimore County Fire Department, we have a small group that checks in on us on a regular basis. Others will, you know, drop us a line or an email just checking on us, which it's nice 3 years later to still have the support from so many of the fire department community. We also have been given the great honor to take part in things with the National Fallen Firefighter Foundation. They have Survivor Conference once a year, held all around the country, and they also have a camp just for children, the Hal Bruno Camp, which is a camp for children who have lost a parent in the fire department line of duty.
So Gladys, on Friday, you will stand up on that podium with a lot of emotional people around you, people who've recently lost someone they love. And I'm sure you have some goals, some things that you want to say to them. How are you putting that into words, and what are you expecting?
Well, it's difficult to put into words your feelings, especially that day. It means so much to all of us that are there. But I think I just want the family to know that in time, things do get better. You never lose focus of that loved one. You just tend to adjust your ways of life, and that it is possible to find hope and restore your faith.
Gladys Falkenhayn, thank you so much for joining us. I really look forward to hearing you this Friday. It's the 29th annual Fallen Heroes Day. And just want to let everyone know, please come out. It's for everybody. You will see people from departments all across the state, You will get to hear Gladys's wonderful words. I'll be there too as a host. So I know, Gladys, you're hoping that that more people come and we continue to honor our men and women.
Yes, I do. We see such an outpouring from the community when there is a tragedy, and everyone's lives go on and they go back to their everyday life. But it's important to always remember the police officers and firefighters, first responders that put their lives on the line every day to keep us safe.
Gladys Falkenhayn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mary Beth.
Thanks, Gladys. That was wonderful.
Thanks.
I'm like,
I can do a phone interview. I'm on the phone all the time.
Yeah, see, it's easy, right? It's like having a conversation.
It sure is.
We're going to air this probably not today, but possibly tomorrow or Thursday. But definitely get it in before Friday because we want to encourage people to come out. I mean, there's always a great showing anyway, but I think the general public just would really get a lot out of it.
I think that, too. I have just friends of ours that aren't from the fire department, like our soccer family, and a few of them have come in the past years because of Mark, and they're always like, oh, we just had no idea that there was such a big turn, you know, such a big thing that happens that they didn't have a clue about.
So yeah, it's very moving.
It is, and it's so, like I said, it truly is nice to see when someone lays their life on, when something tragic happens, but it's there all the time, you know, so it's nice for the community to remember that.